Welcome to the Slow Living Podcast. If you are ready to ditch hustle culture for good while continuing to meet your personal and professional goals, you are in the right place. I'm your host, Stephanie O'Day, and I work with overachievers from all over the world who are ready to stop living life in triage mode and start living the life of their dreams, one filled with abundance, joy, and a sense of purpose. Life is meant to be enjoyed, not endured. Let's get started. Hi there, Slow Down Society, and welcome back to another edition of the Slow Living Podcast. We are on episode number 228, and this is the second part of session two with Shelley. We first met Shelley in episode 225, and it's really fun for me to get to know her live on air with you because I'm learning things in real time the way you are. And the first part of session two, we talked a lot about beginning to establish boundaries. And today, the theme is kind of on deciding what the next best step to take is. Because sometimes we have ideas, but the ideas are so huge that we really need them broken down. So today, we're going to talk about getting ready to get ready to get ready to get ready. So then when you know, it's just so obvious what the next step to take is, you just do it. Okay, here is Shelley. So within your circle, you write loyal, funny, emotional, supportive. Did you write in the word pale?
I am so pale. Okay. Yes. Okay. So if you're yes, so if I have to look at myself, yes.
And goofy in a good way. You wrote in closed in. Am I reading that right?
Yeah. So, but I think that even more relates to like how I said I'm a loner.
Yeah.
You know, I just like to be in myself.
Yeah. So the same way you did on the other sheet, you wrote in closed in and then right next to it, outgoing.
Yeah. How funny is that?
So I think being contradictory is very human. And so, yeah. So that makes sense. One thing I don't see on this is survivor.
Oh.
And I wondered if you... So there was the breast cancer, there were the gallstones, there was your brother's demise, there's your dad and your parents and all of these different things. You have survived through quite a lot.
Yeah, but you know, but I don't know. I guess I just always thought that's stuff everybody goes through. Yeah. I mean, it's pretty human. I mean, you lose people and you just got to keep going.
Does survivor feel like a confident word?
Like what?
Like a word that has confidence in it? Does it feel confident?
I don't know. I've just never thought of considering myself a survivor. I just plug along at life. Mm-hmm. Like I haven't done anything heroic or...
Yeah.
out of the ordinary.
The daily journaling worksheet where the first question says, how do you want to feel today? What do you usually put for that?
I just want to feel happy, content.
Okay. So let's focus on that. How would a happy and content person prioritize her health?
How would she prioritize her health? Much higher on the list than I do.
What would she include perhaps maybe in a time blocking worksheet?
Gosh, I don't know. I just don't really think about my health that much. Mm-hmm. To be quite honest, it's just not, I've not really been a, priority. I have so many other things I'm doing. I mean, I feel like, good health and is getting good sleep and at least moving a little bit, like when I go on walks and stuff. But
Yeah.
I don't know.
Do
I don't
you,
think about
yeah.
health that much.
Okay. If you zoomed out and so like you look at your dad and he has surgeries as his hobby,
Yeah.
that's probably not something you would like for yourself in the future. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. So if you were to daydream, like what would Shelly in her 70s and 80s be like?
Oh, super active. Absolutely. I don't anticipate I'll have any health issues. I mean, I feel like I'm generally, except for being overweight at this time, I'm a healthy person. So, I mean, I just literally, I don't get sick that often. Although I just read that that's probably not a good thing that I never get sick. So I read that they said like people that never get sick because they're always working and they're always busy. And then when they go on vacation, the first thing that happens is they get sick because they're, they letting everything down. So, but I don't get sick a lot. I just don't.
So
I don't.
what, so two things float up for me there. First off, you can find an article saying one thing and then in the
Yeah.
next, and then in the next tab, find an article saying the exact opposite. But I do believe that if you don't truly decide to slow down on purpose, your body will force you
Yes.
to do that. And so it does make sense to me that when you're finally relaxed on vacation, that's when, stuff happens. If you want to be happy and content in your 70s and 80s, along with being super active, what can you start doing now to incorporate that?
I never really thought about it. I guess I just always assumed because all of my grandparents were super active and healthy that I would just be the same as them. I mean,
Okay.
I.
So there's the word fat that you wrote down, and then
Yeah.
there's super active and healthy. Can the two coexist?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you super active and healthy right now?
No, I'm not super active. I have, yeah, not when I'm working. Like I walk, I do quite a lot of walking on the weekends, but other than that, I mean, I don't do, I'm not sporty at
That's
all.
okay. It's
I'm not sporty. I'm
okay.
not coordinated. So I will not be going out to play pickleball.
That's
Not
okay.
me. I'm definitely. I will probably always struggle with that. I'm just not a real. I backpacked when I was younger, and now I look back and I think, well, why would I do that? Why would I carry a 70-pound backpack and go camping in the wilderness? But yeah, so I don't. I don't know. Maybe I'll take up golf when I'm older, because I'll have time. My husband golfs, but see, but. We do for leisure time, like fishing is not,
It's
ocean fishing.
sedentary, yeah.
Yeah, ocean fishing can be more active. I mean, you're standing and, well, but other than that, yeah, I don't.
Yeah. So you have a lot. So I like to say that you should have hobbies for your brain and hobbies for your body. So you have a
Yeah.
lot of brain hobbies. If
Absolutely.
you could help cultivate one for your body, what do you think it would be?
It would definitely just be like hiking.
Okay.
Yeah, I do not want to run. I do not want to get hit with balls.
Are there any trails or national parks or places that
Oh,
you've always wanted to go to that you'd like to kind of look forward to going and hiking around?
there's a lot around here. There's a, yeah, we have a lot. And my sister, She does a lot of hiking, her and my niece, and I'd like, but you know, previously they generally go because they're both nurses, so they go during the week when I've never had time to, you know, go with.
If you asked them to include you.
Oh, always. Yeah, they would. Yeah, I talk to them both every day. I mean, it's just always just scheduling, you know, you try to get schedules all to mesh up. Yeah, so no, super close. My sister and she's my best friend, and then her daughter is like my daughter too. I
Yeah,
get
it
to.
really does sound like you're such a loner, Shelley. You're so closed off. Okay. I like that. Let's see if we can incorporate more hiking.
Yeah.
And then the fatness, so fat in of itself is just a word. It's the loaded context around it that creates emotion and shame and uncomfortableness. But it is what it is, and you deciding on purpose to becoming more fit and active.
Well, and why does everybody in the flipping world can get Ozempic, but of course my doctor is like, you know, even though I'm just right in there with all of the correct criteria, so
Well,
yeah, last time I went to a scrapbooking weekend, every single one of my girlfriends, I used to be the tiny one, they were all half the, I was like, what is going on here?
They all, yeah.
Yes,
Do
they all got the jab.
you struggle with food noise and different things that Ozempic is?
No, I just
Okay.
honestly, no. I mean, I would like to. My husband is quite a bit older than I am. So he's in his 70s, and he is definitely old school, likes a full dinner. I mean, honestly, it probably would be benefit for me. I could have my midday meal be my large meal and not eat dinner, and I would be fine. And I am fine. Like, I would eat more of a high protein, but like with, you know, with my husband, it's like, you know, it's meatloaf, mashed potatoes, slice of bread, you know. So I struggle with that. It's just like I'm trying to wean him off and making sure that we eat earlier. So, but yeah, I just the full dinner every night. It's probably at my age, it's just no good.
If you let him eat what he wants and has the mashed potato and the bread and the meatloaf, and you just
Well,
ate
see, and
the
normally I would
meatloaf
just
and a
eat the
salad.
meatloaf.
Oh,
Yeah,
okay.
I would, but it's just the whole, I would just prefer not to eat at all in the evening.
Okay.
You know, and he makes breakfast every morning for me, generally.
Okay. Yeah, no,
And
I saw
that's,
that in your notes, which is
yeah.
very sweet.
So yes, I've been very lucky. I mean, he gets up early and he'll do, I mean, and I'm talking a full on bacon, eggs, everything, which I love breakfast.
If you told him, "Hey, I'm worried about my future health and I want to feel more comfortable in my skin when I'm your age and I can't eat as much in the evening as you do," and then just wait and pause, how would he respond?
I think he would be fine. I think he would be up for. I'm sure he would. He's that. He could. I mean, it's not going to hurt him to lose a few pounds. Let me tell you. Although
Right, but
he's,
again, this is about you. I'm
yeah,
sure he's a great, wonderful, amazing
yeah. No,
guy,
I think
but
he
I
would be.
only care about you right
Yeah,
now.
I think he would be fine with it. It's, you know, I think I could change our diet easily. And I just need to do it.
Okay.
Some, you
So
know.
if that was part of your homework, can you have a conversation about your husband about perhaps shifting eating patterns? If
Yeah.
that was on a list of to-dos, would you like having that, or would that be annoying?
No, I think it's something I need to do. It's something I haven't put on my to-do list.
Okay. Do you, for right now, with your activity level and hiking and things, do you track your steps at all?
No, but my birthday's coming up, so I'm probably going to ask for an Apple Watch.
Ooh,
Because
funsies.
I used
Okay.
to have like a Garmin that I used to track it all the time, and then I could those the strap broke. It used to be a thing between me and my shop guy, because my office is we work at an airport, so we're at an airport hangar,
Okay.
and the offices are up the steepest, longest staircase. So we would be checking with each other at the end of the day to see how many who went up and down the stairs the most
Yeah.
and how many stair climbs we got in. So that
When
was, I mean,
you, yeah, when you walk, is your phone in your pocket?
no, I
Okay.
usually.
Okay, 'cause you're if you haven't, and you said earlier that you had an Apple phone, your that it will tell you, which is
Oh, I
helpful.
didn't, you know what? I just never, because I don't, because I'm like a skirt and dress.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not enough of my dresses have pockets.
Yeah. Hi there. Have you ever wondered what it would be like to coach with me? Don't like that. Hi there, pretty people. Steph here, and I have an opportunity for you to coach with me. If you've listened to the Kelsey, the Melissa, and the Shelley series and past episodes with Beth and Catherine, you know who I am. You know I'm a real person, and I am here to help you. It's not too late to live the life of your dreams. I've worked with people from all over the world, and I'm happy to work with you. You can find all the information at stephanieoday.com/coaching, COACHING. There's also an opportunity to plop yourself on my calendar for a free complimentary call. Just go to that coaching page and scroll all the way down to the bottom and click on the calendar link. I'm happy to help, and I'm here to serve you.
But
Yeah.
yes, I do like to track it because I think that's fun. And it's always fun, like I said, when I have my shop guy, we can say, well, I did 30, 30 reps up and down the stairs. He always
Yeah.
beat me out, though.
Okay. All right. I think you might find it motivating to see what you do on a regular basis
You
when
know
you're
what?
at work
I
versus at home.
agree. And I hadn't even thought about that. It's been a while since I've worn a fitness watch, and I would like to get back to that. So that will
Yeah.
definitely be my birthday wish.
Yeah. And in the meantime, you can hold your phone or put it down your bra or find
I will.
other ways
Yes.
to have your phone with you. And you also, instead of an Apple Watch, although that sounds pretty bougie and wonderful, you could
I
get
know.
a super cheap pedometer. I mean, they have little ones for kids that you can clip onto your clothes.
Yeah.
So, and or a Fitbit, which is less expensive and things like that. So
And
there's ways.
I probably do move around a lot more than I think I do. I mean, I don't even think about what I'm doing at work. I'm never just sitting because they've spread out our shops quite a ways. So I'm always having to go down and then I have to walk the shop dog at least twice a day. So we have a
What
good
I
one.
another thing that I like for you when it comes to future active Shelly in her 70s and 80s is a Fitbit or the Apple Watch will watch your heart rate, and so you can see what your regular resting heart rate is. And so instead of perhaps focusing on a scale, you're then trying to better your resting heart rate. And then as far
That is something I used to be before I got breast cancer diagnosis. I would go in and donate platelets and plasma every 2 weeks for years. So I was getting that monitoring all the time. So it was my blood pressure, my heart rate, and that was nice. And I could go online and check it, but now I have to wait for like a full year.
Okay.
I was at like 14 gallons donated. so
Yikes.
close to that 15 gallon mark.
And
So
what happens when you've donated fifteen?
once you get diagnosed with cancer, then you have to wait a full year after your
Okay.
last treatment. So
Okay.
I'm almost there. So I can go back.
Okay. But like, do they give you a t-shirt or something when you've donated 15 gallons? Or is it
Yeah, oh
just,
yeah, they you get
oh,
stuff
okay.
all along the way. The San Diego Blood Bank is great. My sister is the manager there. So
Okay.
she's the one that got me doing it because one day they were short and she was like, you need to get down here and donate. She's like, I need to make our numbers. And now I know all the girls down there and I know all the other donors. There's like this guy that goes on the same days that I do. He like over 100 gallons donated.
Wowzers.
Yeah,
Okay.
but it was like 30 years worth of donating.
Wow.
So yeah, so that's, I can't wait to go back to donating. But it was nice to have that stuff tracked because, and they'll tell you right there. They're like, what, what's going on with you today? Because, your blood pressure is off, your heart rate's off,
Okay.
so, but yeah,
So
so I,
I like that for you also to be able to rattle off and know what your blood pressure is.
yeah.
Okay, good. All right, the last thing I wanted to talk about today, but then also please cut me off if you have other questions, is you said you started reading the audiobook of The Adult Children of
Yes.
Emotionally Immature Parents. What were some takeaways?
So, yeah, I was listening. I was re-listening last night. The lady that is reading the book has a British accent. It's very soothing. So I fell asleep, and so, but it's. So last night I was listening to it from the beginning, and lots of some of the descriptions on things that I would not have necessary, and I can't. I should take some notes, but things that were describing my dad that I would not necessarily have attributed to being, emotionally immature. But I was like, oh, huh, but and then I listened a little bit more and yeah, so I'm looking forward to getting, I'm going to actually listen to it at work today
Okay.
during the daylight. So she won't put me to sleep. Something about that British accent, it was like all so sweet. It's like somebody telling you a bedtime story.
Yeah.
So
Well, good. Good. I'm glad that it's useful.
it, yeah. And then I fell asleep and it was still playing. Then I woke up. And then it was that I listened to it a little bit more. So yeah, so I'm gonna start it again and listen to it during the daytime. But yeah, it was very very enlightening, just the some of the descriptions, because I like I said, I just wouldn't have thought about that, but yeah, he is.
Yeah. And also then when you know that, you can compartmentalize the behavior
Yes.
and realize, okay, they just are who they are. There's not much left to give here. And so even though I might be craving some sort of affection or acknowledgement, they're just truly not able to give me
Yes.
what I want. Okay. Well, good. All right. Between now and next week, is there anything you'd like for me to hold you accountable for?
Well, I'm gonna continue working on the time blocking to see where my day is going. I would like to start filling that out in a little bit more detail, and I'll send that over to you. But I definitely for sure think that health probably needs to start coming into.
Okay. And it's coming in as just a thing without judgment.
Yeah, well, just should be integrated into part of my to-do list, right? I mean, it should just be part of my day. So, which I hadn't really thought about. Like I said, I live by list, so it's if it's not on the list, I don't do it. If it's not written down, you can tell me. My husband would be like, well, I asked you, I'm all, did you see me put it on the list? Because if it didn't go on the list, it ain't happening.
Okay. Well, good. Okay. Well, I think you're pretty amazing. And so
Thank
thank you. And
you.
then please know You can email me at any time. If you've got questions, if you want to do a daily recap email, I will get back to you.
All right, awesome. Yeah, I would like to know. I printed off more of these time blocking sheets, and I'm just going to start living by those for a couple of weeks, see what, you know.
It takes a while for habits to come into play. So the way that
Yeah.
you no-brainer are making your bed in the morning, the other stuff will start to happen
And
as well.
that took me a while.
I know. It's funny how many people fight me on the bed making thing. They really do.
No, it's the best thing. Because I was notorious, I would get back in my bed. Because when it's all messed up, especially if like a cat would jump up there, I'd be like, oh, let me just chill.
Let's just cuddle. We'll have
Yeah, but
cuddle
now that
time.
it's made, I'm all, no, pristine, gotta go
That's awesome.
out of the bedroom.
Very cool. All right, I'm gonna end this recording, but you can stay on.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, that is the end of session two with Shelly, and we'll be back next week with the first part of session three. We break up the coaching calls, which are an hour, into two parts for the podcast. Otherwise, it's a lot to listen to at once. And we also talk about an awful lot in a coaching session. I'm sure you can see that while I might have an idea and a bit of a framework of what we want to talk about, they're very free-flowing. Thoughts come up, flashes of memories come up, past childhood traumas and different things that need to get worked through in order to take the next best step forward for you. I have a few past podcast episodes that I want to drop in case you want more, in case listening to Shelly brings up some thoughts and ideas and you want to do a little bit of self-coaching on your own. So episode nine, way back in episode nine, I called it getting what you want when you want it. And it's essentially how to come up with your own life plan. And I walk you through mapping that out. Episode number 26, stop delaying happiness. The only thing you can control is the here and the now. And if you're constantly putting yourself on pause and saying, oh, I can't do that because of, or I can't do this because of, I want you to pay attention to that. Shelly shares that she's a survivor of breast cancer. She's had a lot of things in her life and she doesn't dwell on it because she lives in the here and the now. Episode 36, becoming resilient. Again, life is gonna life. Humans are gonna human. You can't control anything and everything. And so becoming resilient, being that dandelion that sort of sways in the wind versus like the temperamental orchid who, if you look at it funny, all the leaves are gonna fall off. So pay attention to that. Episode 43, imperfect action. Sometimes you just have to take the next step forward, even if you don't feel ready, and even if things aren't going exactly according to what you thought they might be in your imagination. And then number 51, adult friendships. Shelly talks a lot about how she is a good friend, but she considers herself a loner. And I think you can hear sometimes a little bit of wistfulness in her voice. She spends a lot of time taking care of aging parents and wants some more friends. And a lot of us can relate to that. So that episode will help with that. Okay, pretty people. I think you're amazing and lovely and wonderful and kind. I'm so glad you're here. I'll be back in your earbuds next week. If you are ready to start living slowly and ditch the hustle mindset for good, reach out to me. I'm a real person and you can track me down online at stephanieoday.com. Also, if you found value in this podcast, please share it with your family and friends and tag me on Instagram at Stephanie O'Day. While you're at it, go ahead and leave a positive review on your favorite podcast app. The more we share, like, the more people we can reach and share the slow down lifestyle and messaging. Thank you, Slow Down Society, and have a great day.